The Las Cruces School Board voted in a 4-1 decision to change the name of Oñate High School to Oregon Mountains. Ray Jaramillo was the only board member to vote against the change. Board member Maria Flores said she felt called by the community to vote yes.
I've been on the board for 12 years, and we've never had all the money that we need ever since I've been on the board. So I feel that, yes, we're in a pandemic. It is an emergency, but there's another emergency. There's the emergency of equity and the emergency of racism.
The board was presented with a survey taken in late July asking the Oñate community for their thoughts on the new name. Of the over 1,100 responses, the top choice for a new name was Oregon Mountain High School, with 324 responses. School Board President Terry Dahlman advocated for making the name plural. 394 people wrote the name should stay the same. Las Cruces School Board member Carol Cooper, who originally voted for the name change last month, attempted to annul the original July 14th vote to change the name of Oñate.
When I voted to change the name, I did not focus on the loss of identity to the past students and the present students. Their identity as having gone to this wonderful school.
School Board President Terry Dahlman said her motion was out of order and made a parliamentary ruling against Cooper, citing her motion undermined the democratic process. Dahlman's ruling passed with no objection from any board members besides Cooper.
All board members were afforded equal time to formulate their opinion. We all researched, we studied, we heard various input and feedback from students, community members, and other respective constituents.
Edward Ellison, the district's chief financial officer, gave a detailed cost analysis concerning the cost of the name change. He estimated the cost at a little over $158,000. All of the public comments read at Tuesday's meeting centered on the renaming. Some expressed concern about the financial responsibility of the district, and that the funds needed to rename the school should be used to help offset unexpected costs from the pandemic.
The number of people in favor of keeping the name were overwhelmingly higher than for changing the name. Please reconsider the stance you have taken on this issue. Our students' educational future is at risk already, and adding an additional strain is extremely foolish. Sincerely, Ashley Weir.
Others felt the board should not go back on a vote they already made and express moral concerns about the name.
The next public comment comes from Cynthia Wise. Good morning. I read with interest the decision to readdress your vote regarding the renaming of Oñate High School. Please do not reconsider this decision. Keeping the name only serves to perpetuate the ongoing marginalization of minority populations.
Ultimately, that concern took precedent for many of the board members. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.